You're listening to Event CEO, a podcast for executives who are looking to maximize their event ROI through business strategy, technology, and innovation.
Hi, everyone. Rebecca Linder here, your host of the Event CEO podcast presented by Linder Global Events. We had the great pleasure of interviewing Michelle Crowley, who is with PCMA. She's the Vice President of Global Growth and Innovation. PCMA, for those of you who might not be familiar, is the Professional Convention Management Association that serves our entire industry on a worldwide level. Her responsibilities include overseeing acquisitions and operations in Asia, Pacific, Europe, and the Middle East and Africa. She leads the global growth strategy by evaluating and identifying how the organization can deliver value to its members through new and existing business models, which what's so great about the conversation that we had is that she really exposes what some of those models that they're considering and how they could change how we're thinking about the events that we're actually producing. She talks about innovation and how people are innovating across the industry and where she sees that going in the future. She's just a terrific value, not only to us as an industry, but to you guys in this conversation. She began her career at PCMA about 9 years ago and continues to work with global travel brands, and she builds strategic relationships and partnerships with key markets and designs year-round engagement campaigns. So she's on the forefront of what we're doing in the industry and has tremendous insight and value that she's able to impart in this conversation to you as an audience. So let's just dive in, enjoy the conversation, and we'll look forward to the next one. So Michelle, once again, wonderful to have you here. We're thrilled you took the time out of your, I know, very busy day.
No, happy to be here and excited to talk with you.
So with that, why don't we just jump in? I mean, you do some very exciting and incredible work with PCMA, which serves our industry. Talk to us about the role that you play and what you're doing there.
Sure. I'm very excited about PCMA's vision, which is around the idea that business events are a catalyst for economic and social progress. And I think that what we do in this industry is so powerful to building communities and helping people with their own development and helping organizations change and lead them to success. And so proud of the work that we're doing and the mindset that we have here. My role is really overseeing our operations in Asia Pacific and Europe, Middle East, Africa. So kind of new growth area for the company. And as we do that, we're also looking at our business models and the way that we're providing value to our current audience at PCMA, the business event strategists and the destination and stakeholders and communities, and the growing industry that we are here in business events. And so that's kind of my day-to-day is really working with our teams in those markets, our partners and our audience there, and helping our headquarters office build connections in those regions.
Oh, amazing. And what are the general trends you're seeing? We have an international audience that we cater to. What are the general trends you're seeing across the industry internationally?
Yeah, I think when you look at association and corporate meetings specifically, there's this beginning to blur between the roles of those two different communities. And it's quite an interesting thing to see in different parts of the world. You know, in America, we see a lot of marketing and branding that's shifting towards these purpose-driven corporations that are aligning their event activations around that sort of mentality and starting to really provide or align with content and education that is aligned with that brand promise or the purpose-driven kind of mindset. And sometimes that is directly supportive of associations and the great work that they do really around a very specific industry. And sometimes it's conflicting. And so we see that as an interesting kind of progression, how corporations and associations work together to grow sectors and to grow government relationships and even honestly sometimes where they conflict. And I hope that they can collaborate, and you see that happening all across the world. But, you know, it still is how can we help grow the business and grow the sector? And sometimes that means competition between those groups. And in North America, it's a pretty developed market, you know. In Europe, it's also very developed. And in Asia, it's just booming. And so we see the types of relationships and collaborations in a very different, more innovative way than I think we might see in other parts of the world today.
And when you touch on innovation, that's a big kind of hot topic of, you know, from the design thinking side to just how to innovate around an environment that kind of sometimes just continues to sort of play out the same role and model that we're accustomed to. What are you seeing from an innovation standpoint in the meetings and events industry across the world? How are people innovating?
Wow. Yeah, it's a big question.
Yes.
I think the innovation to me kind of, we fall into two buckets when we look at events. And one is around the customer experience and one is around the purpose and is tied to education. That means the learning environment. And so we talk a lot about experience in this industry, and especially now that's the word everyone uses.
Right.
And I think it's right. I mean, I think it's the right direction to go to think about how does each type of customer look at the environment that you place them in and the type of interaction they can have. And, you know, that's from having a menu, not just of food when you go to a hotel, but also of light and sound and smell and, you know, those types of things as we're starting to see that sort of direction, the storytelling you create around it, that sort of thing. But, you know, we look at PCMA a lot around education and how do you design education for different types of learners. And I think that's an area where sometimes as event organizers, we may not think as strongly around how people learn. We think more about how people experience. And you could argue they're very similar and they cross, but learning is changing. And so that is a really important factor as we design an environment for learning to take place.
And so, and this is, again, a topic I love, adult learning and sort of all these new modalities. Talk a little bit about what you're, you know, what your feelings are around those various modalities and how you're talking about them in terms of being adopted by the events industry.
Yeah, you know, I think today it's interesting because I would say today, if you're not creating different type of learning environments, you're really far behind and your customers, I would think they're not coming back to you. And what I mean by that is it's just expected to have, yes, keynote sessions, but then fireside chats, but then open space learning and hands-on learning and workshopping to white space and reflection, back to big keynotes and so forth. I mean, that to me is just every day now, and really expected. What I'm kind of watching and not sure about, honestly, yet, and at PCMA we're trying to study this a little bit more is, what is the classroom learning that's happening today in middle schools and elementary schools? Because that's how future learners will expect to have education provided to them. And that's interesting. You know, a PCMA member, the International Society for Technology and Education, they're active members of PCMA, and I was at their trade show floor. And just watching the way that the technology companies are producing learning tools and resources, it's completely different than how I learned, you know, back in middle school and elementary school. And so I think we don't yet need to be doing that in our everyday, but we need to be watching it and figuring out what does that mean for convention centers and hotels and how they're designed, for the way that we work with event partners and just how we're looking at that whole comprehensive experience and how learners are changing.
And, you know, are you seeing any specific examples outside of, because I, you know, you talked about the fireside chats, the open learning, the open, you know, all of the hands-on, the workshop. So those are kind of now an expectation of a sophisticated event attendee. I think we all agree. What about from the stage? Because, you know, the other thing I'm seeing a lot of is that, you know, the expert on the stage is actually surrounded by experts in the audience. And how does that become a different kind of version of a conversation, right? And more of a facilitated conversation versus just that, you know, being spoken to and spoken at.
Yeah, I think that's the shift to the power of facilitators and the need for this industry to have very strong connections with people that can pull out bits from a professional speaker. You know, PCMA, of course, we have several throughout the year, we contract, I don't know, probably 15 to 20 really high quality professional speakers. We have Seth Godin coming in Pittsburgh in a month and a half here, you know, expert in marketing. But the conversation isn't just what happens on the stage. It's the lead up to it. How do you have video interviews with him ahead of time? How do you do kind of different takes on the spin of his content to relate it better to your audience? You know, when we do, especially with keynote speakers, we design with the idea that we want to stretch the audience. And sometimes we do that with success and sometimes big failure because we don't connect the dots well enough. And that's what our industry, we have to be doing is saying, okay, they might be an expert marketer or a neuroscientist or something like that, but what does that mean for bringing people together, which is what I do in events. So how do you kind of pull that conversation out ahead of time through all of those different channels? On site, it could mean, you know, a roundtable chat after. It could mean an interview on stage, you know, having some very hands-on type of interaction or a facilitated workshop with them as part of the contract or, you know, someone that does that after using that content. So just trying to cascade that learning and be conscious about what the key messages are ahead of time that then can be kind of connected and kind of strung throughout the rest of the event is a way we try to look at it.
And speaking of events, you have a big one, and you just touched on it, in Pittsburgh coming up. And I have to imagine there's a tremendous amount of pressure as you guys are, you know, basically role modeling and producing an event for the industry. Can you kind of signal anything that's going to be coming up in that and sort of how you are thinking about that a little bit differently than you used to, how that event itself has evolved and what modalities you're infusing into that to kind of keep everyone coming back and, you know, so vibrant about it?
Yeah, we're about 5 weeks away from our annual conference convening leaders. So exciting time, busy time, of course, but we're excited about it. We're in Pittsburgh, and they are an example of an economy that went from very traditional steel kind of manufacturing to really high tech and AI advancements, and Carnegie Mellon's there, and they've got, you know, a whole AI division and so forth, and just some incredible transformation that we're talking about in the destination alone that we're definitely leveraging and taking advantage of, as I believe all events should in the destination that they're in. When we look to this event, though, it's pretty iconic for us. I've been at PCMA over 9 years. It changes every year, which is why I like it. You know, I mean, that's what keeps it fun. But the way that we look at this is really the different types of people coming to the event and what they're looking to get out of it. So we've created studios this year that are themed around very specific things around leadership, around event design, around analytics, around lifestyle. You know, I think we have 9 or 10 in total to try to help people navigate the event as it continues to grow year over year and make sure that we're being clear about our objectives and purpose related to the content that we're delivering. So that's, you know, there's a lot of surprises and excitements, and communityleaders.org has the full program up for the 3 days. You know, I mentioned Seth Godin, we've got Billie Jean King, we've got Karamo Brown. So really trying to show, you know, diversity in thought in the way people interact and build community, the way they challenge the norm. That's a big theme that we've always had for this conference that I don't think we'll lose, which is about we take challenges and risks so that our audience can see them in action and see the success and failures that we have. Very much a part of our brand purpose too, which is exciting. You know, some things definitely don't work, but that's okay. We're learning from it.
Of course it is okay. And we're going to, you'll have a contingent of us there as well. So we're excited to be there. So you touched on two topics, and we're, you know, I could go on forever and interact with you for, you know, there's so many conversations I want to have, but you touched on two things that I just want to quickly kind of get a perspective on. So one is AI and kind of how that's an exciting, you know, hotbed in the Pittsburgh area, but just curious about your thoughts on AI as kind of in the future it's going to hold for us in the events industry. How do you see that progressing? And I ask because I just met with Ray Kurzweil, and he was talking about how the hologram technology is advancing and all these things. So I'm just curious from a PCMA perspective, what are you hearing, thinking?
It's a great question. I think, you know, I'm in some graduate education programming where we're talking about it as well and how marketers are using it. And, you know, the whole thing is it's a hot two letters to say, and it, in some cases, it doesn't really mean probably what it should mean, right? And so really about how do you create automated technology that is learning? And that's what we're trying to talk about here. And in a sense, associations have been doing that for years manually. right? For years, we've been talking about how are we understanding our audience and learning from what they do with us and creating better content or better communities around that, right? That's what a trade show has been doing around how you design it. You know, I think that this industry is usually a little bit far behind in technology, and I won't pretend that even PCMA knows exactly what it's going to mean. I think we've got a lot of pathways we're exploring with how do registration companies, you know, combined with mobile app companies, combined with just general databases and CRM systems, all of that sort of stuff combined, being able to provide you better insights to your audience and the way that they are engaging with you both pre, during, and post-event. I don't know really many that are doing that well today. We worked with a company at our European Influencer Summit, Proxfinity, that was watching how people are moving using badge technology and the connections that they're making. You know, that worked okay there, but you also have to be conscious of the anonymity that needs to occur. And those different pieces, especially in the European data environment that exists with GDPR. So, you know, I think this is an area that we all need to watch a bit further. But, you know, the interesting thing when you look at how corporations are doing that as they provide or build, and your company, of course, has done this very well, building event experiences for brand activations. They're doing it. They figured out how to do it for, you know, that pop-up or that one activity. So how do we do it effectively for 3 days?
Right.
That's the question. And PCMA did a study 2 years ago with Marriott around the future of events. And actually, we're going to launch again at Community Leaders. I don't know if we've announced it yet, but we're launching a kind of another look to that study in the next 6 weeks here. I just saw it yesterday. And so it's all around that beacon technology being a better tool for event organizers not to look at data after an event, but be able to assess and observe and adjust quickly, right? This agility that we don't necessarily have. We look at post surveys. PCMA does a survey after the event that then directs us for future. But that might be a year later or 6 months later event. So the shift that I'm seeing is that we need to be able to observe, reflect, and correct on site, live, within minutes. That might mean that your team in the future has a ton of data analysis people that you're able to, you know, farm out to these different programs. It might mean associations are strengthening in that area, which most are investing there. But that agility on site, most do it now with social media, right? Like you have someone that's managing that. Someone tweets the elevators down, you tell the convention center, they fix it. It's happening, but not in the movement of people. It's happening in a reactive way.
Yeah.
So that's the shift, is proactive.
So interesting. So my second question, which we actually don't have time for, so I'm gonna ask you if we can do this on another one. But the question would have is around the diversity and inclusion in our industry and sort of what that's looking like. I'd love to ask you back to sort of have a deep dive into that conversation if you'd be up for that.
Yeah, of course. Happy to. We've been doing a lot on that, so that would be great.
Okay, because I think that could be a huge part too. But what I love to end with are a couple things. One is any great books that you're reading that you would recommend to our audience that are just whether they're like, it could be anything, fiction, event related, not event related, but just something that, you know, keeps it moving.
Yeah, so I have to read a lot for school, a lot of marketing books, but I'll name one a little bit differently that I enjoy called The Culture Map by Aaron Meyer.
Okay.
So all about cross-cultural communication, how the pause and the silence that exists between different cultures when you communicate is powerful, how to use it. Just, she's an incredible professor at INSEAD, American, but born in Minnesota. We've used her several times as a speaker. Really powerful book when you're interacting with other cultures.
Oh, terrific. I'm actually reading The Art of Gathering. Have you read that yet?
I have not, but it's on my list.
Yeah,
so good. I'll get to that one.
I just dove into it. It's a good one. Okay, and then my last question, because you are exposed to so much, what's something cool that you've seen lately that kind of was just like, wow, this, whether it's high tech or not, but just something that really sort of got you excited?
I didn't see it myself, but Glade, the scent brand,
yeah.
So they did a pop-up in New York City that was, there's a YouTube about it that was just really different way to tie a brand to an experience. And so they were able to, there's a line out the door to do this, but they built a pop-up where you'd go through and the rooms would change based on your emotion and how they're able to sense what's happening around. And it all plays to the power of scent, of course, Glade being scent driven, to create a certain type of experience, mindset, environment. And it was just powerful with light and colors and technology. And I just was kind of floored at it and hadn't seen anything like it. So a brand activation, I suppose, not necessarily a conference, but the Glade pop-up in New York City.
Wow, and still very cool and worth thinking about, and ties into the earlier conversation around how to innovate events across a 3-day program and how do you gather and, you know, both information that actually can impact the environment immediately. So that's a great example of it going room to room. Michelle, what a treat. What a pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great.
Okay. And we're definitely getting you back in the first quarter of the new year if you're up for it. And we'll talk about diversity and inclusion. And in the meantime, good luck on PCMA's big convening event. And we're looking forward to being there with you.
Look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Michelle. I hope everyone enjoyed the conversation with Michelle Crowley from PCMA and really were able to glean some insights. As we discussed, we're going to have a follow-up conversation around diversity and inclusion, and there are a few other topics I think we could delve into as well. However, if you have any more questions for Michelle or me that you want answered about this conversation or something you'd like to see answered in an upcoming session, go ahead and email me at rebecca@eventceo.com. And of course, continue to follow us on social media. All of the links are on our website at eventceo.com and linderglobal.com. Once again, please continue to tell your event friends and colleagues about us. We're really starting to, you know, gain a big audience, and we want you to subscribe and follow us on social media for sneak peeks, updates, and news on the latest episode releases. And, you know, as always, I thank you for listening and appreciate you investing in yourself, both personally and professionally. And until next time, make your days great.